think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Power, if you are. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you wish to watch us on Twitch, you can do that too. Just go to the Twitch channel. You can find it at ESPN975.com. Or if you're on Twitch, you can just search for ESPN975. That's simple. Miss the first hour? Pretty much all Texans. And just a kind of wrap that up a little bit. The one thing that I find frustrating, well, there's a lot of things I found frustrating about that game, is how often the Texans, we saw it last week, we saw it this week. It reminds me of the Denver and Indy games last year where they're waiting for the other team to make a mistake to lose the game as opposed to making a play. Now, you could argue Justin Reed made a play to stop Leonard Fournette. But that was, to me, as much the Jaguars with a weird play call as it was the Texans stepping up and making a play. Last week, they were hoping they'd miss a 58-yard field goal. I wish they'd quit playing football. And the same thing with the Denver game because it worked last year. Well, it worked yesterday. But you keep playing like that, you're not winning 11 games, not with this schedule. At some point, you got to go and take the game. And I would have liked to have seen them put that thing away, go up 20-3, and coast to the finish line.
Well, and the problem is, if I said, okay, you know, if you'd looked at the schedule and said, okay, you'll be playing the Jags at home with a backup quarterback, rookie backup quarterback, first start ever.
Then you shouldn't have a sweat.
It shouldn't. That's one of the games that shouldn't have been in question, and it went down to the very end of the game, which is...
It's concerning, no question. All right, let's
now, mind you, the Saints game went down to the very end, and that's a game that I probably would have penciled in as a pretty sure loss.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well, it was a loss, but that's the thing.
Just like today, just like yesterday was a win, just didn't feel like...
I felt better after the first game than I did after this one. But that's the thing. That's why it takes teams time to... It takes a while for a team to become what it's going to be. And if you remember, after three games last year, we were punting on this team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at least they're off to a better start. All right, let's get to the rest of the league. 49ers go into Cincinnati and just absolutely house your beloved Bengals, 41-17.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. That was the most Shanahan the offense has looked since he's been there. And they got agreed. All the running backs were having their way. He involved everybody in the passing game. It was just a really good showing by the Niners, who I'm not sure what to think of them. I don't know that I want to say that I think they're good, but that was definitely the kind of game that makes you go, they can be good.
Yeah, I think the potential's there. Because
the Bengals looked good week one.
Yeah, they did.
And they didn't even belong on the field yesterday. Yeah,
they weren't competitive at all. And that's the thing. I don't know what the Bengals are going to be either, but saw a lot of potential out of the 49ers. Lions beat the Chargers 13-10. And the Chargers...
They're kind of like the Texans. They're finding ways to not win games.
You just stole my damn... I was going to say, they look so much like the Texans right now. and you get holding calls on scores. You get they had the Eckler score was erased by a holding call. It's just one mistake after another.
Yeah, I think
And they should have lost week one. Adam Vinatieri can't kick anymore.
Yep.
So I think it'll be a really interesting game to see which team screws up the least on Sunday.
They should have lost week one. They should have won week two. I mean, it's essentially... you know that Spider-Man meme where the two Spider-Mans are pointing at each other like, wait, who are you? I mean, that's the Texans and the Chargers next week. They're the two Spider-Men pointing at each other.
Packers beat the Vikings 21-16. Can we all just admit that Kirk Cousins is never going to be a winning quarterback in the NFL? Never going to be a guy who's going to take you to the promised land?
Yeah, he didn't look very good yesterday. I'll say this. I like the Packers. I think they're really kind of putting something together defensively, especially, which is almost unimaginable that you would say that the Packers are going to get something done with their defense. I really like what they're doing. Joel was telling me they're looking at Minkah Fitzpatrick now. If they bring that dude in, boy, that's a team that's good on defense, good on the offensive line, and has a good quarterback. That's a dangerous combination. Now, they've got some holes for sure. You know, their running game is hit or miss. A number two receiver behind Davante Adams has been kind of hard to come by. But I like the Packers. I think they're kind of an NFC. I don't know if you can call the Packers a dark horse for the Super Bowl, but because they're the Packers. But I think they're a contender.
I'm still skeptical. Let's see how they hold up over 7-8 weeks. I mean, I've seen these guys come out looking like world beaters and then missing the playoffs.
Well, so. Shout out to hitting the -3 and the under. I mean, that's respect. Respect, Packers.
Colts go in and beat the Titans 19-17. I think we both called this. And
yeah.
On top of that, we talk about not playing. Did you see them go for it on 4th and 1 on their own end? It just basically, hey.
Game's over.
Yeah.
It's what the Colts did against the Texans last year.
Yeah, but this time it worked.
So very, very odd things going on. But I'm telling you, I'm starting to think, having watched all these teams play now, I still think the Colts might be the best team in the division.
I mean,
the Texans have a big edge at quarterback, but I don't think Brissett's as bad as everybody's trying to make him out to be.
Well, no, the guy was probably the best backup in the league.
And they are salty on defense. They've got a good offensive line. I like that team.
I think they're in the mix. I think all these teams are 8-8, 9-7 type teams, yeah. Potentially. Maybe not the Jaguars without Foles, which, by the way, as much as I like the way the kid played yesterday, if they have Nick Foles, Texans lose that game. Patriots, Dolphins, not really worth talking about. Other than my fantasy team, I have the Patriots as my defense.
Oh, boy.
So that was fun.
I don't know if the Dolphins are winning a game. I mean, they are. It doesn't even look like they're trying, really.
Yeah, they're not. Well,
on that pick six, as soon as it happens, the receiver just kind of drops his arms and walks to the sideline.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well.
There's no chase down. They don't care. And it's hard to win in the NFL if you don't care.
And they worked Antonio Brown in pretty easily.
Yeah.
And then more allegations on him. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, what? You can't stand behind someone naked while they're painting you?
Who doesn't do that?
Yeah, I don't know, everyone does that. He had a towel covering his junk. That's appropriate.
Yeah, and by the way, Aaron, where's the NFL music?
Damn.
Dude, come on.
Yeah. Damn, Aaron. You're only, what are you doing in
8 minutes late in there.
I got to about 90 seconds in, and I was like, oh, if it's not there already, I'll just bail out and wait and do it next segment.
We just talked like 2 segments about this, about taking responsibility when you make a mistake.
Oh, it was my fault.
You just O'Brien'd that. You're like, yeah, you know, by the time I got that, by the time I thought about it, it didn't make sense.
No, so, it was definitely my fault, but when I realized it, from a radio perspective, it sounds weird if you're 2 games in and all of a sudden I start bringing up music.
He just thought it was the best thing for the show.
You thought it was the best thing for the team?
Yep, it was the best thing to do.
It was in the best interest of the team.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. It.
You're the kind of guy your game plan all along was to go for a field goal.
Exactly.
I mean, no, I meant a touchdown. I wanted a touchdown, but when we didn't get the touchdown, you know, we went for the field goal.
Actually, just hoping to kneel it at the 2 and call it good.
All right, your Buffalo Bills, 2-0, going and beat
Buffalo
the Giants
Bills.
28-14. That's they're now 2-0 in New Jersey.
Yeah, they're an unstoppable force, Fred. I hope you know. I don't know what their ceiling is, obviously, and they play in the division where they have zero chance of winning the division. But they're not bad. They're pretty decent on defense, and I mean Josh Allen. I don't know when he'll be like a complete quarterback, if ever, but he ain't bad, and he can make some things happen sometimes, and he doesn't make a ton of mistakes, and which was kind of my concern with him, was he'd be a guy who turned the ball over too much. And really, you see the difference in the game yesterday was one quarterback made mistakes, one quarterback didn't.
Yeah,
and the quarterback that made mistakes is Eli Manning, and now they're talking about maybe he's never going to be the starter for the Giants again.
Well, the Steelers are in need of a quarterback. They lose to the Seahawks 28-26. Ben Roethlisberger out for the season with his elbow injury.
Dude, I had a feeling when you've got a non-contact elbow injury,
yeah,
that ain't going to be good.
Non-contact ankle, knee, or elbow.
Yeah.
That's our shoulder.
Because as soon as he threw it and he dropped his arm and like grabbed his elbow, I said, oh, boy. We're going to be hearing about Ben Roethlisberger and Dr. James Andrews over the next few weeks. And you know what that means.
He's out for the season. It's going to be a long rehab. He claims he's coming back, but I think by the time he's back, he's 38 years old.
We may have seen the last of Ben as a starter, at least. Yeah. I don't know if he could, or at least as a good starter.
And Cowboys going to Washington. Basically, this game was never in doubt. I know it was close for a while, but it felt like the Redskins were chasing the whole time. Prescott had another excellent game. And look, hyper sharp. Elliott, midseason form for a guy who missed all of camp. And something called Devin Smith catching long touchdown passes.
Yep. And Dallas is 3-0 because.
Yeah, you have the Dolphins.
They have the Dolphins on deck. So Dallas is 3-0. The only NFL bet I missed this weekend was the Cowboys Redskins under. And stupid Redskins had to get a garbage time touchdown to blow that one for me, or I would. Dang those kids, or I would have gotten away with it. But, Dallas just dominates that game. It was never really in doubt.
Yeah, speaking of betting, I had a pretty good week with my pregame picks. I was 5-2, 2-0 in the NFL.
Nice.
And my two plays were the Chiefs, which we talked about and you guys made fun of me for, against the Raiders because the Raiders are so freaking good. And the next game, took the Arizona Cardinals plus 13.
Yeah, good move.
And Ravens win it 23-17. If Cliff Kingsbury, I mean, he's still learning on the job. I don't think there's any question. But if they start going for some of these fourth and ones inside the five, I think that they may be onto something here. Kyler Murray looked pretty good. Now, Lamar Jackson was fantastic again. That guy's figured out how to pass the football, and that's dangerous.
Well, but, and yesterday, I mean, the first game he threw it all over the place. Yesterday, I think the biggest weapon was the run game. And think about this. Lamar Jackson ran for 120 yards. The Arizona Cardinals ran for 20 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just embarrassing.
But on the other side, though, I think that Kyler Murray looks better than I thought he was going to look.
Same.
I think Cliff Kingsbury is going to figure things out. I think this is a team to watch moving forward.
I still think they're awful defensively, and no amount of Kingsbury is going to fix that.
Yeah, but that's any Kingsbury team. It kind of comes with Cliff. But no, but I think you can tell he's got to make some better decisions in terms of going forward on fourth down and things like that, because the reality is they're not that far behind these teams. And this isn't the Dolphins. When you talk about the Ravens getting to play the two worst teams in the league, I'm not so sure the Cardinals are one of the two worst teams in the league.
Yeah,
but we'll find out.
The Giants may be sandwiched in there.
Well, I think the Bengals may wind up in there, too, before it's all said and done. All right. Well, we'll do the rest when we come back.
It might be the Steelers now.
Might be the Steelers without Roethlisberger.
I mean, that's something. If I was repicking the AFC North, I think I'd pick the Steelers to finish last place.
I might do that, too.
I like what I've seen from them the least. I mean, I've
well,
got,
now and now without,
without
him.
Ben, yeah, I don't have any.
So
faith
you've gone in 2 years from having Ben, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown
to having none of them.
Mason Rudolph,
yeah, and Juju,
yeah,
and James Conner. That ain't the same, man.
All right. Well, there's a game tonight. You want to get in on the action? Kind of like the Jets a little bit. MyBookie.ag, and if you played any this weekend, hopefully you were on MyBookie. They have a great deal. If you get on board now, they're going to double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000. And the cool thing is, if you win on MyBookie, you get paid. Absolutely nobody pays out faster. A lot of these sites, it's just guesswork whether or not it's part of the gamble. Well, not with MyBookie. You win, you get paid. It's that simple. And all kinds of, like, if you get home late tonight, they'll have in-game for you to play. So if you miss the kickoff, you're still fine. All you have to do is use promo code RADIO to get your exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Get on there and get in on the action And whether it's football, college football, baseball, whatever you want to bet, you can do it at mybookie.ag. Promo code radio to get double your first deposit. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Your clock and grab your job.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Per Adam Schefter, Jalen Ramsey's agent asked for a trade after the loss yesterday. Says the Jaguars have spoken with interested teams, but there's no plan to trade Ramsey.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad for the Jags.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody is willing to give up a Tunsil-like haul for him, I guess I'd do it if I'm them. But
the difference between the Jags and the Dolphins, though, is, I mean, you expected to contend for the division this year.
Yeah.
And I don't think that you start out 0-2 and you say, oh, my God, we suck, and start trading away your best players. That doesn't really make much sense.
Especially when you've got to adjust to a new quarterback. And in this division, it's nobody's running away.
No.
And I still think the Jaguars have a chance to be a pretty good football team. But they need him not being a knucklehead on that side of the ball. All right, let's get to the rest of the games. This was my other big play of the day in the NFL was Chiefs minus 6.5. Didn't need it. 28-10. They did it all in one quarter.
Yeah. Really good start to the game for the Raiders. And then the Chiefs were like, all right, that's enough of this. And Patrick Mahomes did. And
yeah, and
the Raiders had no answer.
Honestly, early in the season, the Chiefs and Andy Reid are damn near unbeatable. And I still think the Raiders have a long-ass way to go. I know they looked okay in their Monday night opener, but apparently that team's not very good either. So,
well, you know what we're about to see next is, well, with the exception of the Patriots, the Chiefs and Ravens have been the two most impressive teams so far this year.
In the AFC?
Yeah.
I would say that's fair.
So, I mean, this is a... This,
to me...
Someone's O has got to go.
Yeah, unless they tie. But the...
That's true. But then the tie O goes.
I think the Chiefs have beaten... I don't know. The Dolphins, you got to just... You draw a line through that. You can't give them any credit for that at all. But, I mean, I do think that Cardinals team's better than people think. So, but yeah, that'll be a hell of a matchup. I will probably take the Chiefs again. Bears 16, Broncos 14.
What have you seen an opening number on that?
I have not. I'll go check it in a minute. This featured one of the worst calls I think I've seen, and that's saying a lot. Because I'm almost
Chiefs minus 6.5 right now.
Okay, I'll still take Chief. It's in Kansas City, right?
Yeah,
yeah, they're gonna house them. This game to me. You change the game when you make a penalty call like that. And if you didn't see it, Bradley Chubb called for roughing the passer for just hitting the quarterback as he was throwing the ball. He's doing his job. And how that's roughing the passer is just, it's not even close. You don't think 15 yards made a difference in kicking a game-winning field goal with 1 second left? Which, that's another thing. Maybe there shouldn't have been 1 second left at the end of that game.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that the Broncos decided to go for two in that situation and force the Bears to go down and make that kick instead of playing for overtime, it was a ballsy move.
Yeah.
It's because it's funny. I applauded Jacksonville for it and it didn't work. And I questioned Denver for doing it and it worked. Until it didn't.
Yeah. That's one where I think if you feel like you're not the superior team, you make that decision every time.
But I mean, I think being the home team plays into it also. And especially your Denver, you're playing at elevation. You know those Bears are tired.
You would think, but. All right, Rams, Saints. This one wound up not being, well, once again, the Rams get hosed on a call. That was pretty blatant. And
yeah.
The Saints, which at this point, I know you're all paranoid, but the reality is Drew Brees is dead. So
it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, none of that's going to matter. He's out for at least 6 weeks. I think they can hang around, but man, without him, if he at least makes it back, I think they can, and they're still in a position to make the playoffs. I think they'll make the playoffs.
But I'll say this.
Their big advantage is having home field. And
that's almost impossible.
They ain't having home field with no Drew Brees for six games.
I'll say this. It surprised me, and it could just be one game, and I don't want to make an overreaction. I saw Teddy Bridgewater yesterday and went, oh, really? Because I would have thought, I like, just my mind's picture of Teddy Bridgewater is, I'd rather have him than damn near any backup in the NFL. And then I saw him yesterday against a mediocre Rams defense, and I went, oh. Now, maybe with a week to prepare, he looks better. But
last year when he played the last game of the season, I thought the same thing, and I've always liked that guy. But
I don't know.
I'm going to need to see a lot more. Otherwise,
you may need to start thinking about Taysom Hill in it,
and
which obviously completely changes your offense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you scored 9 points yesterday.
So. Well, you need to get out. If he's out 6 weeks, you need to get out 3-3. If you can do that, you're still, you know.
If he's out 6 weeks.
Yeah, which they said, that's what they said today. It's going to be 6 weeks.
And the first two of those six at Seattle, home to the Cowboys.
Yeah, see, suddenly that makes
good luck with that.
Yeah, suddenly the Cowboys game, if you got Drew Brees, you feel like you'll win. I don't think you're going to be in any great shape against either one of those teams.
Nope.
All right, Falcons beat the Eagles 24-20. You know what? I left the impression.
Boy, Julio.
Julio was pretty amazing. But you know what? The impression I left with? I think both these teams are just slightly better Texans. I'm just not impressed with either one of them.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, they have similar problems. I mean, Atlanta's offensive line is a problem. Philly's secondary is a problem. They're very similar problems that the Texans have. You know, I thought that, I think that those teams have maybe a higher ceiling. Well, I think the Falcons have a higher ceiling because they've got a proven quarterback. I'm not sure if Carson Wentz is as good as everyone thinks he is. Because I watched him last night, and the Falcons' defense isn't great. And I don't know if, I mean, and granted, everybody on his team was beat up at that point. But Carson Wentz did not seem like the guy who was just going to drive you down and make a play when you really needed it. And then, on the other hand, Matt Ryan, when it was fourth down and the Falcons needed to make something happen, I don't know whose call it was, that screen pass to Julio, but that was the perfect call. It was executed perfectly. But Matt Ryan made something happen when they really needed to. And I don't know if Wentz may be in that same, like I was talking about Deshaun, like what we think Wentz is capable of is here, and maybe what he is right now is a little bit below it, and we haven't quite come to grips with that. But I don't know that Carson Wentz is like some great quarterback in the NFL yet.
Well, I think he's like a lot of these guys. He had an MVP level season the year he got hurt.
So did Derek Carr.
And yeah, he was certainly in that conversation. But I think Carr is kind of, there's enough of a body of work now to know that he's a good quarterback. If he had a better team around him, I think they'd be better. But the reality is, you know, he's not on that level with some of the other young guys.
Yeah.
And Wentz, I think, is still part of the to-be-determined group. And guys can get better. I mean, you look at the two guys I would point to. Lamar Jackson obviously spent a lot of work throwing the football in the offseason. He looks more accurate. He's making better decisions. That's a guy who I think has improved from last year. Dak Prescott has improved from last year. I kind of thought he was basically, he hit a ceiling and that's as good as he was going to be.
But mind you, it's two games.
It is two games. But guys can improve.
Yeah.
And so far, both those guys.
And Dak got to play the Giants. And
yeah, well, and that's the other reason why.
And Lamar got to play the Dolphins. I mean, Lamar got, whatever you think the Cardinals are going to be, Lamar has seen two of the worst defenses in the NFL.
True.
Dak has seen two of the worst defenses in the NFL, honestly. So
yeah, I know.
I mean,
to me, those guys can take that next step if they can continue it on a more consistent basis.
Yeah, yeah, but
Wentz can too. But I think, yeah, you know, you haven't seen. I mean, you see flashes, and he had some drop balls, which those things can change so much about how you perceive a guy's game. But Yeah. All right. The Marcus, I don't like saying this, but I think the Super Bowl is Pats versus Cowboys. Did one of you pick that in your prediction?
I don't think any of us did.
No, and guys,
after 2 weeks, that's who I'd say. But
yeah, but
it's 2 weeks.
You also would have kept the Saints in the conversation if they'd won yesterday and Drew Brees hadn't died. So things can change fast.
All right, I got to tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows. Listen, if you're going to redo your windows, you want to go with someone you can trust. You want to go with someone who you know is going to use quality materials and get the job done right. That, my friends, is Allstate Siding and Windows. And you want to go with someone who's got some reasonably priced windows and labor. And, guys, these windows can save you up to 40% on your energy bills. And you could do a lot with that with those savings. If you're a senior, if you're military, you're a first responder, you get a discount. If you're not those things, I'm going to throw in a little secret for you. You tell them AJ Hoffman sent you, 25% off all window packages. No payments for 2 years, just like that. Now, how's that for a discount? 25% off. When you want to invest, choose the best. And the best in windows, Allstate Siding and Windows. 832-204-1936. AllstateSidingandWindows.com. That's 832-204-1936 for Allstate Siding and Windows.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 5:30 on a Monday. Time for the co-host of The Bench. Here, they're from 7 to 9:30, technically. Even though it's not really The Bench from 9 to 9:30, it's something else.
Move on with it.
It's
too convoluted. We can't discuss it here.
Well, I know, but I want people to know when they can hear him.
7 to 9:30. That's okay. What we like to go with.
All right.
Well, it doesn't care. We don't care what the show is called when Lance is on.
We'll just change the name of the show
to the Lance Zierlein Show.
Yeah, that's what it should be.
John would hate that so much.
What's up, Lance?
What's going on, guys? I tried to run the Lance and John Show. I brought us back from a break last week. Lance and John Show with Dell, and that just all of a sudden it just raised all kinds of ruckus.
Is John an egomaniac? Is that what you're saying?
Well, Dell was upset too for some reason. He just doesn't like being. He likes to have everything just in its place, just so. Like, you know, kind of like an older OCD woman.
Well, you should have just put Dell in his place and told him it's none of your business.
Yeah. Dell's got too much power. He wields those stupid sound bites of us. It's like nuclear weapons.
So, do you feel better about the Texans' big picture this week or after the game last week?
After a loss.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I was thinking about it today, but it's true, and it's not even really debatable. You just now, you know, of course, it's recency. It's what happened literally today, or how you feel today versus how they played yesterday, and so they played better against the Saints. They've got a long history before Bill O'Brien, before Deshaun Watson. I don't know how. I mean, this has been going on literally forever. This team rises to the occasion against better teams and falls flat against lesser opponents or injured opponents. I don't know why it is, but it's literally every year that they play. This is. So 2 years, this is what they do for about 15 years. You know, they go to Pittsburgh and beat them with like 34 yards of offense and two pick sixes in the David Carr era, which you could have never seen that coming. And then they'll fall completely apart against a team like the Indianapolis Colts with, I don't know, was it Dan Orlovsky? I can't remember who it was when Luke was out that year. And, you know, I don't know why they do that. And yesterday was a great example of it. The Texans should have won that game by 10 points or more. fairly easily. But once again, you know, the offense just, I feel like defenses are kind of figuring out some things against the Texans. And one of them, the Texans try to get, well, I don't want to say they try to just shoot. The Texans try to take advantage of A.J. Bouye being out by going to a bunch of four wide sets frequently. And what they wanted to do is put an extra defensive back or two on the field at all times, because that meant that you were now down to your third and fourth defensive backs getting on the field, your cornerbacks. What will happen is Jacksonville said, okay, we will do that. That's fine. You can get some guys in the field that we don't want on the field. What we're going to do is go with a zero pressure blitz, which means we'll go man across the board and bring the house, bring everyone else, and you can't block it. And let's see how Deshaun and the offensive line holds up. And frankly, I thought Jacksonville got away with it for almost basically a whole game. I mean, we didn't see the Texans hit explosive plays, and they did have one shot. Will Fuller dropped it in a one-on-one down the field. But other than that, the Texans really didn't get anything going until they started running the football. And once they did that, they were able to make a little bit more noise. But, you know, and then another late-game touchdown given up by a Romeo Crennel defense and more clock mismanagement, which I'm sure you guys have talked about. And I don't know. That's at least the fifth time we've talked about clock mismanagement with Bill O'Brien. I mean, this has just been a consistent theme.
Well, I think it's the fifth time in the last year. I mean, honestly, it's been this way for 6 years. I've given up on it ever changing. I mean, and his answers yesterday, it's like he doesn't even recognize that they asked him if should he have called a timeout, and he's like, no. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, you know what, at first it sounded like he didn't understand the question, and then it was more was added on to the question by Brian T. Smith, and then the third follow-up, which added more layer of context so that Bill O'Brien knew exactly what he was talking about, and he still was like, he couldn't have actually believed that. I mean, once you get past the 50-yard line or near the midfield point and you have two timeouts left, you take that second timeout. And you leave yourself about a minute. He had three. So what that gave you is the ability to fade a sack or to even run the football at some point because you had that third convenience timeout. And to not use it, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Give yourself as much time as possible to score a touchdown, not just a field goal, a touchdown. I don't understand how an offensive-minded guy just doesn't, how he didn't comprehend the ability to maximize the time you have so that you have the most efficient opportunity to score 6 points. I can't get my head around it.
Your thoughts on the changes on the offensive line with Johnson and Howard getting in there. How do you think those guys looked? And yeah, you know, obviously gave up four sacks. One of them was really just a fumble where Watson got touched, but what are your thoughts on the offensive
line? Well, so two of them. So the one where he just fell down to fall on the ball, on the fumble, that was called a sack. And then they also called a sack on the one where he was running out of bounds, he was scrambling left, and instead of throwing it away, or I thought he actually gained a half yard, but he ran out with a zero-yard gain, and in a press box, they told us that they credited a sack on that one. So they really only gave up two sacks. I thought they were a lot better in pass protection in terms of one-on-one blocks. I think Deshaun missed some blitz pickup stuff because they were coming with zero pressure, which meant somebody was going to be a free runner, and that's the quarterback's responsibility to isolate based on the protection and then get rid of the ball. And, of course, wide receivers have to break off routes, and so we don't know if, you know, the hot receivers were breaking off their routes. I think all in all, they were better pass rush-wise from a man standpoint. Titus Howard, I thought, was okay. Roderick Johnson held in and held up okay. I was actually pleasantly surprised to see Bill O'Brien as aggressive as he was at that right tackle spot, because I don't think Shontrell Henderson has done anything to say, well, he's earned his right to, you know, to work himself out of the issue he had in game one. The guy's only played one game for you before, you know, last week. So now he's played a total of two games for you. If he's not going to get it done next, move on to the next guy. So I was relatively happy to see that. And I think, you know, the next move that we may end up seeing at some point is Max Sharpen in the starting lineup at guard and Titus Howard out at right tackle. If there becomes any more issues at tackle with Roderick Johnson, I think you might see Titus Howard get the next shot, and then you'll see Max Sharpen, the other rookie, brought in. But I thought they were okay. The offensive line was a little better pass protection wise, and then run blocking it was fairly solid. That's the one thing they've been able to hang their hat on for about 3 years now.
What have you heard anything about Laremy Tunsil's injury? Because I mean, of course, when you give up so much for a guy like that, it'd be the most Texans thing ever for him to have some sort of major injury to it. But have you heard anything about?
No, the last I heard was that the thought was that he was going to be okay. He made it back out on the field yesterday, and so I think the thought was that he will. It's going to be one of these things where they'll nurse it throughout the week, but he should be okay to go. That's what I'd heard as of this morning. So we'll see if that changes at all. But it's not supposed to be something that's going to be that's supposed to threaten any playing time that I've heard up to this point.
Where is Deshaun Watson in your mind? Is it like stack rank in the league? Where is Deshaun Watson at right now? I mean, obviously he's got as much potential as probably anybody not named Mahomes. Mm-hmm. But where would you say Deshaun is today in NFL quarterbacks?
I mean, I think he's in that tier two, but he's kind of floating in the probably in the middle of the tier two section. Tier two are guys who can win. To me, what I consider a tier two are guys who can elevate their team and win games, can kind of put a team on their back for a quarter and win a game, or have that big 300-plus passing yard, three touchdown day. Tier two guys probably have, I would say, some deficiencies in consistency or physical deficiencies. For me, Deshaun has no physical deficiencies. He just has a deficiency of inconsistency, and then I think some of that is the mental stuff of playing the chess match, so that when teams show you a look, I'm waiting for him to, you know, in fight parlance, AJ, he's not a great counterpuncher at this point. His counterpunch is when he gets away from the pressure, he's going to hurt you with his legs. I want to see him counterpunch with his mind more and be able to anticipate and then throw something on him. You know what? Anticipate you making a move, and he's just sitting there waiting to get you in a, you know, just sitting there waiting to get you in a heel hook, because he knows that you're about to make another move. That's what I want to see. I want to see him become, you know, that great jiu-jitsu fighter, player, as they say in the game, AJ, that jiu-jitsu player who is waiting for you to do something, which would be blitz him off an edge, and he just sits there, ho-hum, I wonder what's coming, and then bang. You know, he lights you up, and you say, well, we can't do that anymore. Up to this point, we're still not seeing it, and teams can have success when they throw him looks that are meant to speed him up and speed up his mind. And I'm still waiting for that. And when he does that, he'll go to tier one. Until he does that, he'll be a tier two quarterback, which you can win a lot of games with tier two quarterbacks. You're just not going to be a superstar. And I think Dak Prescott's in tier two. I think Carson Wentz is in tier two. So Matt Ryan is probably in that neighborhood, but, you know, barely. I'm not the biggest Matt Ryan guy, but I just don't think he's made it there yet. And I know people want to get excited and say he's there, and this, that, and the other, but, I mean, I just see so much potential for him to be an elite talent, and I'm just waiting for that next step to fall in place where, you know, teams try this against him, and then he burns them so badly that they decide we're just not going to do that anymore.
The great thing is, even though he had a down week, on the 1-32 stack rank, he jumped Ben Roethlisberger, Andrew Brees this week. So that's, I mean, you got to take the positives, right?
Well, you know, the other thing is he can make plays to win games for you. And see, that's why he's in that. Even when he had a bad game, and this is now the second game in a row. Uh-oh, here we are, fourth down, short yardage. What are we going to do? Bill O'Brien doesn't trust that offensive line any more than we do. And while they may be able to block, you know, in the running game, in the course, you know, from the 20 to the 20, for whatever reason, when it's short yardage, it is just not something that works out for them. And it never has, other than when Arian Foster was a running back. So for two straight weeks, it's been, hey, Deshaun, bail us out with a running touchdown. And it's worked. But I think that's also one of the things that makes him, you know, prone to getting nicked up. It's also one of the reasons why he is, you know, that guy that clearly he's a game breaking type of talent. He's not just a snap taker, he's a playmaker. And so because he can make plays that can win games, he has that capability. But you know what? Lamar Jackson has that capability now. And, you know, we'll find out if Baker Mayfield has it for real or not. I wanted to see Sam Darnold this year, but, you know, it looks like we're going to have to wait on that one.
All right, that's Lance Zierlein. You can hear him on the bench in the mornings from 7 to 9:30. Lance, tell the people about your friends at Texas Star Grill Shop.
I'm loving Texas Star Grill Shop, and it's really simple. So I made this picanha, which I didn't even know what it was. I went and picked up my meat over at Pete's Fine Meats. He goes, hey, have this. This is going to be great on your Memphis. He knows what I cook with. And so told me exactly how to heat this up, how to, you know, the right way to cook this. A lot of Argentinians have this cut of the meat, and it was fantastic. And the great thing about the Memphis Grill, along with the Traeger and the Green Mountain and Pits and Spits, they will keep you at the right temperature where you get the consistency of heat in the top of the grill and the bottom of the grill. It's almost like a convection oven, only it's keeping your meat juicy and moist with a great smoky flavor. Make sure that if you are looking for a brand new grill that you stop by the one-stop shop. That's TexasStarGrillShop.com. Two great locations with everything you need in there, from grills to seasonings and marinades and rubs. At TexasStarGrillShop.com, they've got a location off Lueta in Spring and another right there, 2045 Southwest Freeway at the Greenbrier and Shepherd exit, TexasStarGrillShops.com.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey guys, if you haven't checked out Sports Map, please do. Got a Palillo video on basically Bill O'Brien talking about the clock management. Cody has his daily report from the Texans. He was out there for the press conference. Norman Chad with a very fun column, if you haven't read yet, which you really need to check out. 23 observations on sports and media you won't want to miss. Chris's column on the Astros and the young talent, including Kyle Tucker, who's been looking pretty good. And Stephen the Weather Guy has a weather map update for you about the rain that's coming from the storm, not the panic, he says. So lots of great stuff. Please go and check it out. Very proud of the work we've been doing there. It's all at sportsmap.com. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, maybe I'll pose this to Aaron as opposed to AJ.
Okay. Making my life easier.
Well, let's say we were...
I'll just take this segment off, boys.
Well, no. You're going to have to participate in it.
I feel like this is a setup for me.
It's a little bit of a setup. But let's assume for a second that the economy tanks.
Okay.
And we've got to make some layoffs around here.
Sorry, Aaron.
So there's some hard decisions to be made.
Fred's going to have to run the board from now on.
we'll discuss who runs the board. But so... we call you in, and you know it's either going to be I'm getting promoted or I'm going to get laid off because the economy's bad. And they tell you you can bring an emotional support person. What do you choose to bring?
Does it have to be a person, or can I bring my dog?
No, it needs to be a person. Somebody to lean on.
I'd like to say slide Derek Lewis a couple extra bucks to punch you guys in the face for laying me off. But
yeah, that's not bad. Well, I'm going to give you a little tip for something that might work when that day comes. A man in New Zealand was in that exact same situation. So
I'd bring whoever pees all over the bathroom.
Well, that person's already here.
Yeah, but I need to bring them. I'd say, hey, man, I'm out of here. You just pee wherever you want right now.
Well, Joshua Jack was... pretty sure he was going to get laid off. So he spent $200 to hire an emotional support clown named Joe to get him through his meeting. And apparently, Joe is one of the best clowns in Auckland. So he said, it did talk about being able to bring a support person, so I thought it was best to bring in a professional. So I paid the $200 and hired a clown. In his last meeting with human resources, the emotional support clown mimed crying as Jack's employers gave him the pink slip. The clown created balloon animals, such as a unicorn and a poodle, in an effort to break the tension. So he said they were getting the entertainment from Joe the Clown for free. I don't know if this is like the greatest idea ever or the worst.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have brought, if I'm bringing a clown, I'm bringing an evil clown. Like the most evil clown I can find. Like more evil than Pennywise.
Yeah. I'm probably not going with a clown. I'm going with a guy who can carry all the boxes out of my office. Like a pack mule.
A pack mule?
Yeah.
It's not a person.
No, but like a, you know, not an actual pack mule, but somebody who can carry a lot of boxes.
I kind of like the idea of Derek Lewis as my support guy.
It's actually good. I mean, he can carry a lot of boxes, too.
Yeah, and he can also beat the crap out of your bosses. That's a good one, Aaron. It's good to know. We'll take that under advisement.
Make sure you're willing to bid higher than I am.
That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Of course, well, if you're getting laid off, we probably can outbid you. There is that.
I don't know. I'd be really dedicated. I would walk in and take out a big, big loan just to pay for that, I could have that satisfaction.
You might have to sell a car. We'll see. Man, that, you know, they're having that show at Minute Maid next year with Weezer and Green Day and Fall Out Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the tickets went on sale today for, like, through American Express if you're one of their elite members or whatever. Mm-hmm. So my wife was all excited. She's like, I'm going to buy us some tickets. And then we'll see if some friends want to go, but I'll get as many tickets as I can get. And it sold out in like 5 minutes, and she did not get tickets.
Womp, womp.
And this is one of those things that drives me nuts, though. She gets something in her head, and it's getting done. So instead, she goes and buys two VIP tickets to the show in Toronto on the 26th.
Oh, boy.
So I guess I'm going to Toronto for a weekend.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wait, what, 26th of what?
August next year.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's like a year in advance. And she's like, and she's telling me, hey, what about this? What about this? I'm like, dude, this is a year from now. I may not even be alive. Are you kidding me? But if I do live that long, I'm going to see that show in Toronto. Apparently, they're not as interested in that at Air Canada Center as they are here because there were plenty of tickets left and we got like second row.
Well, guess what's happening at Minute Maid. The Royal Rumble is going to be there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Are you ready for that?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not a read. I was just letting you know.
Hey, you know what? On the way out, I got to tell you about this. Singer-songwriter Jack White and the Raconteurs are coming to Houston Saturday, October 5th. The dynamic foursome has mapped out an extensive North American tour, including a stop at the Revention Music Center. And ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to the show. At right straight up 6 o'clock, we'll take caller 6 at 713-780-3776 to win two tickets to the concert. Get your tickets now at livenation.com.
When is that concert?
October 5th, Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I may be interested in that.
I would go to that.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.